Adele with Rolling in the Deep. She's part of the Rotary, a lady Freemason, not Adele, my next guest. She's a member of the Woman of the Year Association. She's been drinking as much as she can before minimum alcohol pricing comes in and will be busy calorie checking the produce on sale at the many farmers' markets she runs to ensure that Britain doesn't slip further into obesity. She's a one-woman business dynamo. Her name is Pauline Hedges. But where on earth, or at least where in Surrey, is Pauline this morning? Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. I'm in Camberley.
You're in Camberley.
It's glorious.
Is it really? What's the sunrise
really,
like this morning?
It's absolutely wonderful. The sky is blue. I came over Red Road, over the Chobham Ranges. It was beautiful.
Oh.
What a privilege to be out and alive on a day like today.
And it's going to be a scorcher as well, another 20 degree or one.
I know, and people are going to come down and buy lots to eat and drink and go off and enjoy themselves. And the drink, of course, will be non-alcoholic because we've got a great ginger beer, man.
And, of course, you have calorie-checked food available as well. There seems to be an assault on fine living going on at the moment, and I think Labour is saying this is all to distract us from the budget. What are your thoughts on the budget, Pauline? What does it mean for a businesswoman like you?
Well, it's tightening our belts, isn't it, literally? As a pensioner and one of those who apparently is being done by the granny tax, I think it's a bit of a fuss about nothing, quite frankly. We've had it good for a long time, and we've just got to balance our budget. We've got to be sensible about things.
And what about as a business owner?
As a business owner, actually, do you know, Surrey isn't bad. Surrey's doing quite well compared with the rest of the country. I know we always whinge about our own personal circumstances, but if you look at the whole of what's happening in Surrey, I was at a lunch yesterday with a load of local business people, and they're not doing badly at all. We've got to stop whinging and carry on and enjoy ourselves and start spending a bit more of the money that we've got. Don't go into debt.
Do you know what? If my glass was half empty, Pauline, you would persuade me it was actually spilling over. Not just half
no.
full. That's the way that you operate.
No, what I would say is if your glass is half empty, that's fantastic, because you've got room to fill it up.
So,
look at it that way.
So,
you know, you were talking about eating well. Well,
yes.
We've got a new vegetable man coming today.
Oh, right.
Padgett.
Now, I can't help thinking, when it comes to markets, it's all very well having all these fancy dance stores selling all these kinds of extraordinary foods, but you need to have your nuts and bolts. You need to have a good fruit and veg stall in a farmer's market, don't you?
You do. This guy's great. He does wonderful carrots, but he does a range of beetroots. He's three different coloured beetroots. So they're not multicoloured.
Mm.
There's a red one, the gold one, and a sort of dark brownie one.
So only a matter of time before he learns how to combine the three.
Come and try it for yourselves.
Pauline.
And I thought you'd be interested to hear that the local theatre has got some films on, and you might want to make something about this, The Iron Lady and The Woman in Black. I just thought you'd like to think of me.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes, exactly. So they knew you were coming, didn't they, Pauline?
Yeah.
Have a lovely time at Camberley Farmers Market. Where exactly are you?
In Park Street.
In Park Street. What time does it all kick off?
It kicks off from 9:30, but if you want to turn up from 9 onwards, the traders will be delighted to see you.
And as I've learned from farmers markets, get there in the morning, because all the good stuff goes then. And I used to be one of these people that would pitch up for a farmers market at 3 or 4 in the afternoon and wonder where everyone had gone.
Gone home.
Yes.
To do more marketing.
Yes.
To do more farming.
Be there in the morning and get the best of what's on offer. Pauline, lovely to speak to you as ever. We'll have another chat again next week.
See you next week.
Take care, Pauline. That's the sunny side up, Pauline Hedges, enjoying life outdoors in Camberley. Go to Park Street if you want to go and meet. So you can't miss her. She's got white hair. She always wears she might not be wearing a cap because it's going to be quite warm today, but she has a sort of blue fisherman's cap which she wears, and a fluorescent yellow tabard. So you can't miss her. Go and tap her on the shoulder and say hello if you are going to the farmer's market in Camberley this morning.